Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 188 out of 572. That's when the series ends. I have it all lined out. It's an epic for the ages. Twists and turns you won't see coming. Returning characters you thought were long gone. Believe me, all loose ends will be tied up by the final chapter. www.gruntfreepress is the unofficial fan site where you can discuss your theories about where you think the story is going, along with an unhealthy amount of Grunt Free Press, like deviant art, pornography. But I'll let that slide since it's Valentine's Day week, or it was. I guess it's not at all. I guess this is coming out after Valentine's Day. Like, I have no fucking idea. But my sense of time has been completely fucked lately. The only two fucking holidays or special occasions that I give a shit about are Halloween and my birthday, and only then I care about them because, those are the weeks that I take my two lonely vacations, the weeks off. So I'm absolute deicide, and welcome to my nightmare. I'm both a warlord and a legend, an Onimusha warlord and an Apex legend. Those are two games that I occupied my time with while waiting for Metro Exodus and Crackdown 3 to release. Oh, but I played Earth Defense Force 5 as well, which I caved. I gave in, and I bought that on PlayStation 4 for $60 fucking. Because, I was waiting for it to come out on PC, but who knows when or if that will happen. So, there's already a new Earth Defense Force that's coming out in April, I think. Earth Defense Force Iron Rain. I guess that's fucking being made by a different studio. Not, I think it's like D3 who makes the regular Earth Defense Force games, all the numbered core ones, but this Iron Rain's made by Yuke's, who are those are the guys who made I guess they still do. I don't play them, but they make the fucking the shitty WWE games that fucking I guess everybody hates them. They're awful or something. I hate wrestling, so I have no idea. I don't know. There's supposed to be the new one that's coming out in April. The Earth Defense Force game's supposed to be. I'm not fucking. It's like I'm too cool for wrestling. We talk about this fucking stupid sci-fi game where you shoot bugs and shit. But the Iron Rain that's coming out. It's supposed to be like a more serious, like westernized take, rather than the fucking the cheesy fucking B movie, like so bad it's good vibe, which that's really all that fucking Earth Defense Force those games are. So who knows what the fuck that's gonna be, that Iron Rain shit. I bought Earth Defense Force 5, came out, I don't know how long, what did that come out, like 6 months ago or some shit. So yeah, but I started playing that in my my initial impressions of that, I played fucking 4 and shit. So I'm playing 5 and just like, my first thought is just like, man, there's just kind of like a shittier version of, EDF4, which when I played 4, I really liked it. I reviewed it and shit, it was on the site. It's, I was like, it's really good. Fucking reviewed it. I'm like, it's fun. But, F5 is just like, hey, it's like shittier graphics, shittier controls. I mean, the PlayStation 4 controller can still go fuck itself. I don't care what anybody says. That thing fucking sucks. I said that at launch. I was like, fucking, this thing's fucking pretty crappy, and it seemed like everybody else in the world fucking swore by the thing, and fucking, oh, dude, the fucking DualShock 4, man, best controller ever made, the touchpad's genius, yeah, fucking, I love the way the fucking sticks feel, man, I had no problems with mine, man. It's fucking great, so good, feels good in my hands, like two fucking dicks. Well, yeah, the fucking touchpad's a pain in the ass. I'm pretty sure the touchpad's broken on mine. Just randomly activates on its own. I can't use, you know, sometimes you can use it to, like, drag your finger around the screen, like, when you're typing and shit, and kind of use it as a cursor to pick the, you know, type the letters in, like, choose them and shit, and, like, so I don't know, click the button. I haven't been able to do it, in fucking a while. It was like that in Red Dead, too. Broken then. I played the entire game on this shit with a fucking pretty much broken controller, but, which, again, it's hard to tell if it's broken, because it's a piece of shit normally when it works. My touchpad's fucking jacked up, then fucking, like, I'll be trying to type the letters in and shit, and, like, it'll just randomly pop up on screen, like, the cursor will pop up, it'll, like, recenter itself, too, and shit, and I'm playing like a meta game of moving, of like fucking trying to move it like slowly to like where I want it to be while it's fucking randomly jumping around on its own and shit. So I knew that was fucked up, but like, yeah, whatever, dude. It's not like EDF fucking uses that shit. So I'm playing EDF, and I guess you use it in that game to open up like an emote wheel or something. And yeah, I'm fucking like accidentally like, my fault, like the user error part. I mean, not even user error, it's the fucking part of the problem with the fucking controller too, is if I'm running in the game and you fucking press in the left stick to run, and I'm doing that, and you fucking, I mean, you move your thumb while it's pressed in and shit, you know, like it's in, like the stick is in, then you're moving it around, you kind of like brush the fucking, just brush the touchpad a little bit, and the stupid wheels popping up and shit, because you're just, like, you know, barely touching. Again, it's fucking, the controller's designed really poorly. You know, it does that shit on its own, so. Again, whether that's fucking, like, oh, because the stick's broken, it's doing that. Like, I'm not, like, fucking, like, I caught myself, like, why the fuck's that wheel keep popping up? And I'm like, oh, like, fucking, I guess, I look, and I'm like, fucking, well, I guess I'm kind of, like, touching the touchpad, or maybe it's fucked up, but, so, I mean, you might be, you know, it's like, oh, well, the controller's broken, dude, what happens, just buy a new one, you know, you might be saying, no, fuck you, fuck off. And the one I'm using now, it's like the second controller I've been through, and it's like, dude, I barely fucking use this fucking system, like, I barely use the controllers, dude, and fucking, they just break, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, I barely use them. They just sit for a little bit, and then, like, by the time I pick them up, dude, what, a little bit of dust gets in there, and they're just fucking garbage, dude, or, I know, like, the sticks on the other one, just fucking trash, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, it's fucking controllers are shit. They're fucking cheaply made, fucking designed horribly and shit, so. But yeah, I mean, the funny thing about that, again, I've been fucking saying this since, like, day one, of like, man, this controller fucking sucks, but now, when the PS5 is not that far off, and, you know, people are like, you know, less than a year it's coming out, if the rumors are to be believed, you know, people are like speculating about, oh, what's the PS5 going to be like, and now I hear like everybody else talking about, like, oh man, I hope they change the controller, man, because the fucking PS4 controller kind of sucks. But same people that were saying, like, you know, dude, best controller made by man, dude, like, fucking nothing else. Everybody else had fucking put a touchpad on theirs and was fucking, like, nobody used the fucking touchpad for anything. You know, they're hoping and praying the fucking, they're like, oh, I hope the PS5, you hope they, like, you know, do the sticks, like, offset, like, you know, like everybody else, you know, like Nintendo does their shit offset, like, you know, they have since, like, Wii U, I know, like, the Pro controller on that was, like, offset, Xbox is obviously offset, it's just fucking, like, a better setup, so you don't do that shit where you're, like, hitting other buttons, and fucking, again, my problem is my thumbs are always smashing into each other and shit, and you're fucking, like, using both sticks, and just, yeah, you know, and I hope they do that, but, you know, And like, oh, I hope they have like real. It's like, dude, the whole controller sucks. You're like fucking that. Like the triggers are still bad and shit. Like when it came out, it's like, oh, well, they're better than whatever. The PS3 fucking, you know, DualShock 3. You know, at least they're better than those shitty triggers. It's like, yeah, but this old crap, dude. They're not even like real triggers. They're just like indents you put your fucking fingers into. Whatever the fuck those indented abominations are. Again, it's like, dude, yeah, again, I played. You know, a fair share of games with it, just not like crazy, like heavy fucking gaming. Like probably the longest game I played, obviously, is probably like Red Dead and shit. I did like God of War and all that, like longer games I played with it. Like, it's like, dude, I can use these. I've been using fucking, you know, PlayStation controllers since the PS2. It's like, dude, I'd rather have a PS2 controller than this fucking shit, this garbage fucking, like, you know, PS5 is just horrible. So, it's like, dude, anyway, so it's like, you know, it's like, dude, I can use it, but it's just like, it's not like, dude, oh, you're just used to like Xbox controllers. It's like, yeah, I guess whatever, dude, the Xbox fucking Elite controller is the best controller I've ever fucking used, obviously, like by far. And then going, it's just like, dude, going to this fucking cheap piece of shit. It's like, dude, what the fuck? Again, I can use it. It's like, yeah, I have no problem using it when it works, but I definitely rather use just about anything else, to be honest with you. The thing is garbage. So it's shitty, like Earth Defense Force 5. But at least, you know, Earth, you know, EDF is supposed to be shitty. So yeah, it's, you know, it's almost identical to EDF4. You know, it's just fucking like the same menus, same classes. You know, there's four classes you can pick from, and you know, there's a ridiculous amount of fucking weapons and support items you can unlock for each class. You know, maybe if you get like real deep into like each, you know, each game that came out, like each Earth Defense Force game, if you were just like really, I don't know, OCD about like trying to unlock everything, maybe that's where the difference would lie, like between like 4 and 5. You'd be like, oh yeah, I don't know, it's fucking like totally different because of whatever, man. This fucking, this combo of this fucking, these weapons and blah, 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 if you use this class and when you're playing co-op or whatever. But I mean, I'm fucking super boring when I play these games, almost by like necessity, because, you know, When you're going solo, I just pick the standard fucking ranger class, is that, you know, the generic on foot soldier. He doesn't like fly. You know, this class, like the whatever the fuck, Valkyrie or some shit that flies and shit, or whatever the other ones do. Like there's like some like big like tank guy with like a shield and all that shit, but. And it's more like specialized, again, if you're playing like co-op and you want to like fill out different roles and shit, but. I'm by myself. It's just like, I kind of have to be able to do everything. You know what I mean? I kind of have to be like, kind of like middle of the road. I got to like do my own shit. I can't be like, you know, they have their own weapons and shit too. It's like, I can't like have like some weird fucking weapon for whatever. I don't know. It just has to be that way. I mean, there might be ways to get around that, but it's just like, dude, it's way, I've tried it before. And again, in the older one, they're basically the same. It's just fucking like, it's kind of ridiculous trying to play some of these like on your own. So I think I've even used the exact same fucking weapon loadout too for everyone that I played. Again, he's like a machine gun of some kind and like a rocket launcher, because again, that kind of covers all your bases, you know. The rockets have like infinite range, so you can almost use it to like snipe, you know. You get a lot of like stationary targets they want you to take down that'll be like, you know, real far in the distance, and you know, it'll be like a base, you know, like a weak point on a base or a giant ship or some shit. Or like these fucking like pillars or whatever that have like weak points at the top you have to hit. You know, certain weapons, just, they lose like effectiveness at like a certain range, and other ones, you know, like just won't. Certain range of the bullets just disappear. So it's fucking like the rockets, you can just see they just go in, like infinite fucking forever. So it's good for that. So, you know, and fucking pretty much anything with a fucking glowing red weak spot. That's fine. You know, you have to like hit from a distance. It's good. This with the rockets are good for, and it is like splash damage too. You know, so it's a fucking like rocket. So you've got kind of when you get not really overwhelmed, but before you get overwhelmed, you just see like a million fucking like bugs and shit coming at you. It's like, well, I have, you know, just shoot the bunch of these at them and shit. For crowd control, so you've got that covered too. And then the machine gun for when they get close and you don't want to fuck yourself up by shooting yourself with a fucking rocket. So, or the machine guns for like, oh, fast moving targets and shit. You're not going to be able to hit with the rocket because it's kind of slow. The machine gun's good. Because, you know, again, like mid to close range and shit, you just fucking like switch out to the machine gun. So, I mean, it's whatever. It's just you pull two weapons, I stick with those two, and it seems to work, you know. And I'll be unlocking all this shit. It's like, I wish I could use. It's like, flamethrowers and sniper rifles and shotguns, and like those would all be cool. I'd love to use those, but every time I try doing that, I just fuck myself over. Like, although they have like all these really fucking weird and like exotic weapons that, again, it's like meant to like fill a role in a squad, I'm sure. Like fucking like, oh, you have like some like healing gun. You know, it's obviously, you can only heal your teammates. It's obviously not going to fucking help me. And again, flames, like flamethrower is cool, but the shit has to get like so close to you before you use it. And I think that even has like limited ammo. I believe, again, it's been a while since I've used that shit, but you know, it's fucking like everything else is just kind of like on like the shotgun and the machine gun and the fucking rocket launcher. It's just all like, I just shoot them and fucking infinite ammo. And it's like, oh, here's like some flamethrower, but you know, it'll run out and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, but plus the main reason, one of the main reasons I fucking enjoy the games, the Earth Defense Force games, is they remind me of Starship Troopers a lot. So it seems like I should just be playing this fucking generic marine and, you know, fucking green armor space marine looking guy with rifles and shit fighting fucking giant bugs. It seems to make sense. So yeah, it really, I've played quite a few of these games. It really is just kind of like the same shit again with five, you know, same stupid mindless gameplay, which is fine. Again, I did it in four. I liked it just because it had been a while since I played it, and just, but yeah, it's fun. Just a stupid arcade shooter. And then that was probably like a year ago or so. Then it's like, oh, again, just kind of paying $60 for this one. It's like, well, this is just the same shit. I kind of had my fill of that before. I could have just gone back and played four again. The same problems they had with the last one, where it still fucking blows having to run around the massive empty maps after you've killed all the enemies and shit, just to pick up like the crates they all drop. So, you know, when you kill an enemy, they drop those crates. So you have to pick them up to get like the arm, you know, health upgrades and armor upgrades, like the permanent shit. New weapons, they come in like weapon crates. It's all randomized too. So it's like, you know, you're killing all this shit in the distance. It's like, well, I killed them, but you get nothing for it because you have to physically run up and grab the crates they leave behind to get anything for it. So like XP, you know, I was complaining about that with four, and it's like, ah, it's still here. Like they didn't do anything to that. Still the same shit. There's a couple new enemy types, the giant frogs they have, which are actually cool to fight because they die in like really gory ways. You can dismember them limb by limb, and you know, their arms and legs will fall off. And you shoot them off, there'll just be a geyser of blood spraying out. It's the first like really meaty, like human looking, you know, enemy, you know, meaty enemy, animal enemy. There's not, you know, it's not like a fucking giant bug or robot. It's like fucking the god, it's a frog, and he's fucking like real gory and shit. Ain't gory. It's purple blood, but it's, you know, it's still pretty good. They leave, meat chunks behind when you kill them too. They kind of like jib, whatever the fuck, you know, fucking piece by piece. You can pick them off, and but then again, it's like, oh, it's cool fighting these guys, but the bad part to that is they're so fucking big and fucking meaty that, you know, they're dropping these trunks and they're, you know, just the core body is so big. It's like, you know, they die and then they, it's like, hey, cool. You go get the weapon crate from that guy. Maybe it's something good because, you know, bigger enemy is one of the harder enemies. They have like machine guns and mortars and shit. They're shooting at you. And, so yeah, you know, I don't know how the RNG works exactly, but I'm guessing that the harder enemies might leave better shit. I have no idea, but I'll go pick up what they left behind. And then the crates they drop usually end up like under their fucking bodies. And you can't even get to them until you wait until the fucking giant frog bodies disappear. And it takes a while, you know, and it takes a long time to just fucking like, dude, like just sitting there, just fucking, I don't know. You can kind of, the good part of that, you can use that as like cover so other people can't hit you. But still, it's just kind of like, again, things that like ruin the flow of them. I've been fun. This is a dumb shooter. But now I have to run around for 20 minutes picking up crates and I have to wait for this. It was like, oh, cool. I killed that frog, giant frog. And it was pretty cool when his head came off. But now he's going to wait, sit there and wait doing nothing until the fucking body disappears so I can get the fucking crate, you know? So I don't know. It's just more of the same. Again, I like the series. I like Earth Defense Force. I like the games, but I'd suggest I've came to the conclusion of like, yeah, just think of them as like sports games pretty much. Unless like you're really into like the minutia. If you put like hours and hours again into each one, you're OCD about unlocking shit. You're playing them for like whatever, hundreds and hundreds of hours, and the little changes like they make in each iteration, unless you're like that, you know what I mean? If you're not fucking completely into unlocking like everything in each one, and you can probably skip like skip every fucking two or three releases, you'll be fine, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, I don't know, man, and they seem to be coming out faster and shit. And again, I liked Force. It had been years since I played fucking the previous, whatever, the last one I played. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I really like this series. And again, it was on PC, so I think it was like $40 there, too, like brand new. And just like, again, it's just like the same graphics as you had on PC, but it was cleaner. You know what I mean? It wasn't like fucking like on PS4. It's like it's just fucking, even on 360, I think it was a pretty clean looking game. It was just, you know, looked pretty sharp for what it was back. It looked fucking like simple and shit, but it was like clean looking. And this, for whatever reason, this one on PS4 is like, dude, it's just like blurry and just off. It looks fucking weird. And it's not like it's not in like focus or something. Like as soon as they booted it up, I was like, yeah, you know, again, it's like shitty looking game, but I'm like, yeah, at least it's usually clean, you know what I mean? Like the fidelity is nice, but this one, I'm like, it looks fucking like blurry and off and shit. And I was like, oh, like just like compared to like the PC one, it's, I don't know. But so yeah, again, it's $60. I mean, they're not fucking full price games. I want to say the one I played on 360 was like 20, I want to say, when it came out. And that's about right for these, like between like 20 and 40, you know, like somewhere around there. And they're budget games. So, I don't know. Again, I thought like 40 or the one on PC was kind of fucking steep. And now I'm fucking like 60 for this one. I just feel like an asshole. So, and speaking of assholes, I definitely got the Apex Legends bug in my butt. So that was actually the majority of my gaming time, like fucking my weekend and shit of playing games. Like, yeah, what should I play? Yeah, I played like Onimusha Warlords for like a few hours and shit. And then I'm like, fucking, I play that for like an hour or two, and then like I still have time to a couple games of fucking Apex. And so yeah, it got its hooks into me. I don't even care about my level in the game. Like, it is like the traditional, it feels weird to odd to call it like a traditional leveling. Like, it's like, oh, it's like the leveling, like normal leveling, like an online shooter. But you know, it's kind of like that Call of Duty, the more you play, the higher the number goes type of thing. Don't care about that. In fact, yeah, they have like these badges you can put on your player card, you know, just fucking like each character, it's each character is like its own card. It's like fucking like, you know, it's a photo, a frame and shit. And then like these three badges you can, put on there. And I think like by default, it's just like your level, like that'll be it, but you can customize them for each one. And yeah, the first thing I did is I'd go in there and just replace the one that shows you a level on there. I'd rather have it fucking blank, to be honest with you, or fucking use the one that's, you know, there's a badge that's fucking just like, hey, here's a, whatever, like two guns or whatever, like for being an EA Access member. I'd rather have people know that I'm an EA Access member than know how much time I fucking wasted in these fucking games. So no, I don't care about that. Don't care about the level. Don't care about the cosmetic items that you get in the loot boxes, really. I mean, I barely even care about like winning, really. You know, I'd go fucking like nuts if I took the game like too seriously and just fucking like, you know, get pissed off every time you lost. You're gonna lose a lot. You know, it's a fucking team game too that I'm going into solo, and I'm matched up with random people and getting fucking like random loot drops for the cosmetic items and shit. Fuck that. So yeah, it's not like I'm taking it too seriously, you know. It's just the game's just fun to play, you know. The moment to moment gameplay is what fucking like hooked me on it. Hours and hours I've been playing it. So I mean, yeah, they get pissed off at fucking like retarded fucking teammates and shit, just like, dude, what the fuck, dude? And then fucking just ready up and try again. And when I say retarded teammates, I want to be clear that I'm no fucking like pro player or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not fucking like holding it against like anyone if it seems like they've never played a first-person shooter before or whatever, and they fucking miss every shot, and, you know, they're getting, like, caught up on walls and shit, if they're just fucking, like, they're fumbling around. Like, I don't get mad at that. Like, that's fucking fine. It's the guys who, like, think that they're going to win every fight, like, every three-on-one, and just fucking, like, oh, just fucking jump in like Rambo and just fucking rush off on their own and fucking get fucking killed every time. And just, even if they win, if they win or they get killed, it's the guys just fucking like run off on their own and just fucking like, you know, it's like, oh, where's that guy going? And then fucking like, you know, just starts like firing on people. It's just, I don't know, like, you know, I get like be aggressive, like, you know, if you're confident that, oh, I'm a good fucking like shooter player and whatever, you know, if you're like that, take the lead and fucking, you know, if you think you can, like, all right, I'm going to shoot somebody and I can probably survive that initial contact when fucking three people are shooting back at me or whatever, fine. Like, the way I would do that if you want to, like, start fights and shit. But, you know, when you're fucking, like, mile away from everybody, you know, and guess what? I mean, it's fucking, again, it's you're just dead, like, every time. It's fucking, like, where's that guy going? And, like, he's gone, and then fucking, again, just, oh, I see somebody, targets, and fucking blam, 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 oh, you know, 2 seconds, then he's dead. If not then, like, you know, if he somehow survives that fucking 3-on-1, like, guess what? Like, after that, there's more people rushing towards the gunfire, and he's fucking on his own, he's fucking, like, done. So, I mean, I just prepare myself for, like, a complete clusterfuck, too, whenever I'm not the fucking, like, jump master, you know? I'll put it that way, because, you know, there is, like, a kind of strategy to fucking, you know, there's like a head game, like 3D chess type thing of like as to where you want to land and where you land and shit, like how you jump kind of makes or breaks how the game is going to most likely play out. You know, so it's pretty important of where you're going to initially fucking land. So you get these guys here. I mean, I say guys, but probably kids, you know, most of them are probably, you know, the ones who do this are like ADD riddled fucking children, I'm sure, where it's fucking just like the second the fucking prompt pops up to like jump out of the ship, it's fucking, they just like jump, like they, I don't know, they're like just jamming the fucking like X button and just fucking, you know, then you're at the fucking mercy of like every other asshole that who wants to fucking play the game like it's fucking team deathmatch. I'm just fucking like, oh, I'm just going to jump in. Oh, there's a million, you know, every five other teams landed here in this area. I'm going to land in there too and, you know, follow you down to the fucking ground and grab the fucking first gun they can find and fucking like start shooting and shit. I don't know. I don't understand why. Like there's literally no fucking point in doing that. You know, you get fucking nothing in the game for kills, for just doing like random kills. It's not like, you know, it's not fucking team deathmatch again. If you try to like level up, kills give you jack shit for fucking experience. Like if that's your goal, just fucking, oh, trying to get kills. I want to fucking whatever, dude, get my fucking level up. Doesn't do shit for you. You know, it's like whatever. It's like 50 points. It's something that I think you get like whatever, just for like surviving like a minute. You probably get like 50 points, you know, or less than that. Probably like 30 seconds. Every 30 seconds of just surviving, you're getting fucking the equivalent of you rushing in and fucking your whole team up. So, yeah, and if, you know, if you're playing for the purpose of, you know, just fucking, oh, do I want to kill these guys? Because I can win. I win when they're, all the other teams are dead. So, even if you're doing that, like, what do you expect to gain from that? Of just, you know, of fucking, like, killing these fucking people, like, right when they land, you know? Again, if you're, like, mad pro, yo, and you're fucking, oh, dude, they landed, dude, and I fucking got pistol, dude, I killed all three of them. Like, what are you getting from that? I mean, you can loot the people that you killed, but, dude, great. Like what do you think they're going to have? They're not going to have anything. Like, they just fucking landed too. You know, whether you fucking killed them to pick up the loot, you know, it could be either way. Like, just fucking either, regardless of if these people were here in this area or you were just running around by yourself picking up the loot, it's still the same fucking amount of loot that would have been in that area. So it's just fucking like, dude, that you accomplished like absolutely fucking nothing, you know? It's not like those guys didn't fucking land with, you know, special weapons and shit. Like, you know, they landed fucking, you know, nothing they got when they landed wasn't there, you know what I mean, in that area. So, you could have picked that up yourself. Like, just, I don't know. I just don't know what fucking people are thinking. You know, there's no fucking benefit to getting into fucking the firefights. Don't need to. You know, especially at the start too, you know, it's a survival game, and just the entire conceit is fucking that shrinking ring is gonna fucking like force you into fucking having fights with people eventually. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, you're going to get, like, no matter what, you're gonna be fucking like fighting people, you know what I mean? It's gonna happen. So why you're fucking taking pot shots at somebody when you have like a pistol, and, you know, it's just like, I have like the worst pistol in the game or whatever, and no fucking ammo, no armor. It's gonna be like a shitty fight, and you're just fucking like, oh, dude, I'm gonna fucking, dude, I'm gonna fucking get kills, bro. You're a fucking idiot. So, again, I'm a fucking latecomer to the genre. So, for all I know, these people have been playing since fucking day one of like PUBG. Like, who the fuck knows? And all they play is battle royale games and shit. But yeah, it's not a fucking complicated concept of just fucking like survive until the end, and you're gonna get into fights eventually because everyone's getting pushed towards the same spot. So, you know, putting yourself and your fucking teammates at risk, purposefully, 10 seconds into the game for no reason, it's probably not the best fucking strategy to win. I'm just saying, you know, that's why, yeah, it's just fucking like, again, if there's no point to it. I'm just fucking like, well, you just wasted everybody's time pretty much. If you, whether you fucking won, you lost, like, it's just fucking, dude, there's no point in doing that. Like, right at the beginning, again, well, it does happen where it's fucking, I dropped in and no shit, I didn't know there were people here. Somebody fucking like snuck in behind you, or somebody dropped in and like ran up to you or whatever. It happens, but I'm just fucking, you can just, you know, just the people would just, oh, I'm going to drop right away. I'm just going to go to fucking whatever, some like high trafficked area and shit. I don't know. Another good one is I was playing fucking yesterday and fucking same shit. I actually think this time it was, yeah, like something like that happened where, pretty early on, we fucking drop in and fucking like, you know, it's a decent sized area, like the dam or some shit, or the bunker, like around there, where there's just like, you know, my team and another team. we end up getting into a fight, and it's like, all right, yeah, fine. We end up fucking like winning. Like I get like one or two, you know, I think I get like two kills and whatever. The other team got, you know, the other two on my team got one, whatever. It was fine. It was fucking like, all right, well, we're kind of forced into like getting into a fight early on. Fine. You know, we ended up winning. We killed the other team. None of, I don't think any of us even fucking got down or whatever. So it was like, all right, yeah, whatever. It happens. But I'm like, all right, cool. Now let's fucking, we get like this entire big base to ourselves for the time being, just fucking run around and just start like collecting loot and, you know, whatever. So doing that. And then I get one of my teammates just keeps like shooting. Like I hear like shooting. I'm like, what the fuck? And I look back and he's just like standing there. And then I'm like, all right, whatever. Fucking keep, I'm like, fucking just keep going, looting shit, and then fucking shooting. It's like, fucking, I'm getting, it's like shooting near me or whatever. I guess he's like shooting me in the back. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. Just fucking ran off. And then I see in the chat, the guy fucking types like, drop a health pack, retard. And I'm like, dude, like what? And I'm like, fucking, like, yeah, I look and his fucking, his health is like low or whatever. But I'm like, dude, there's nobody around. If there was somebody around, you fucking, first off, you're fucking shooting guns like an idiot to fucking draw people to us. It's retarded if you have low on health. But yeah, I'm like, dude, like there's a way. It's like, dude, there is a way to just like ping what you need. If you needed health, you can, you know, just open up the fucking menu and press whatever, like, you know, right bumper or whatever, like the ping fucking thing, dude. And it'll say like, whatever, dude, I need whatever, like, you know, every item in the game, you can just fucking like bring up the wheel and it's fucking like whatever, health bar, hit the ping, and like, oh, I need health, I need a fucking syringe or whatever. If you did that, I would have fucking, like, you know, whatever, fine, dropped it. I had a couple of them. But it's like, dude, again, it's like this entire base to yourself. We can fucking run around and grab whatever you need, and fucking, like, dude, like, you know, or you can just do like the ping thing, dude, and you're fucking, dude, just shooting your gun, dude, like, all right, dude, like, I don't know, it was fucking absolutely fucking retarded. Like, that is fucking, like, retarded, dude. And I'm like, all right, dude, fuck you. And, like, dude, I didn't, again, I don't, I play with, like, the chat, the voice chat's off. There's a way I can put the fucking text chat off. I do that, too. The problem is, I should look into it. I was like, dude, it's like, these guys are, like, fucking, like, the guys are talking in the mic thinking that I can hear them, number one, are fucking retarded. There's nobody uses fucking mics anymore. The entire game, like, the main, like, crux of it, the best part of fucking Apex is just fucking the communication thing that's better than talking, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, you can pinpoint what you need, say exactly what you need and shit, and just fucking, you know, there's no, like, confusion, everything's, like, just clear, because it's in-game, you know what I mean? And yeah, it's just fucking like, dude, like, he's all like pissed off because he doesn't know. Again, it's like, I'm new to this shit, but it's like, dude, like, he doesn't know how to play the fucking game. You know what I mean? Like, because he doesn't know how to fucking use the game to communicate. He's fucking pissed at me, dude. And it's like, dude, fuck off, dude. So whatever. I didn't give him shit. And again, I'm sure eventually he just fucking got a syringe because it's an entire fucking area, dude. Like, I'm not, you know, he did, obviously. And then, like, early, like, a little bit after that, we get into a fight, and, like, a dude fucking drops down, you know, he's fucking down, not out, whatever. I can revive him. I think he's playing, like, Gibraltar. I'm like, I was, like, second guessing. I'm like, dude, should I even just revive this fucking guy, dude? Because he's probably a fucking piece of shit. I'm pretty sure him and the other kid, too, are, like, buddies playing with each other. Because, again, they're just kind of two guys up each other's ass the entire time. I was like, dude, should I even revive this fucking piece of shit? And I'm like, fucking, I'm like, all right, dude, I guess I will. I'll throw the fucking shield down, revive him, get him up, and fucking whatever. Whatever. I think after I revived him, like, fucking, like, I get down, like, shortly after. And, of course, he doesn't fucking revive me. And then he fucking just, like, him and his buddy, like, run off and shit after I'm fucking done and shit. After I died, they just, like, run. And then I'm fucking like, all right, so you're going to come back and pick up, like, the tags. And again, it's either, like, dude, you're a complete piece of shit, or you don't know how to play the game, that there's fucking, like, a revive. Like, you can, like, respawn your teammates and just fucking, like, no, I just fucking, like, run. You know, it's fucking cool. And then I'm like, oh, I'll watch you guys lose. And so, you know, of course, they lost. So, I don't know, people are pieces of shit. That's not really news, but it's just fucking, it's like, dude, again, it's like, this is like, I'm not really too familiar with battle royales, but some people, I'm telling you, fucking yay. We'll be right back. So yeah, Apex Legends. As per usual, I mean, it's another multiplayer game where, when it was like brand new, like the first like day or two it comes out, I was doing extremely well. Like I won like 3 or 4 games the first like two days I was playing it. Just fucking like, oh man, I'm winning a lot. Like it fucking didn't take long before I got the first win, and I'm like fucking like, oh man, wow, fucking actually won fucking a game. And then like, you know, another one and another one and shit, like not in a row, but just fucking like, oh, if I play this game for, you know, a little bit, you know, 4 or 5 hours, you're probably going to get a win in there as compared to fucking like, you know, Blackout and shit, which I played for like a month or two. And I won like 2 games total, like, you know, barely got any kills in that shit. And like, and so on, you know, granted, you do. I think you have better odds of winning a game of Apex Legends than a lot of the other ones, because there's only 20 teams of 3. So, if my math is correct, that's a 1 in 20 chance of winning versus whatever it is. Like, I think it's like 1 in. I think there's 25 teams. I want to say 25 teams of 4 in Blackout. Is that how it works? Something like that. And then like I haven't played fucking Blackout in a little bit, or like the solo ones, like 100 players, so it's like you have like a 1 in 100 chance of fucking like winning. So I was getting in the top 3 squads, you know, top 3 ranked squads fairly consistently. So it usually felt like there's my guys, at least like a, you know, even if I don't fucking win in fucking Apex, it's like, dude, there's at least a fucking chance. It feels like it doesn't feel like it's got fucking completely like blown out and like whatever. It's like, I know, I was up there, I was doing pretty well, you know, winning a fair share at the beginning. And you know, it's like, you know, if I got better gear or fucking, you know, did better, you know, better accuracy, if I hit my fucking like targets and shit, it's like, I probably could have won that, I probably could have done better and whatever, I want to play again. You know, I was doing well. And then by the time the game's out for like a full week or so, you know, I'm fucking, again, I'm fucking hooked on the game. I'm loving it, and fucking my weekend rolls around and I'm fucking like, ah, cool, dude. I'm just going to fucking sit here and play for like 8-9 hours straight of just Apex and shit, and just fucking, you know, get fucking audio, get a bunch of wins and shit, and fucking, dude, I'm good at this game. And then like, you know, what a shit show again. But by the time it was out for like a week or two, just fucking, you know, it's like, I said a bad game, another bad game, fucking, then I realized, it was like, dude, I've been playing this shit for 8 hours, and I haven't fucking come close, like, all day, you know, virtually. I've just fucking just get wiped out, like, somewhere at the beginning, or somewhere in the middle, like, fucking most of the fucking time. That happened. A little disheartening, but, you know, when you get on a good squad who somewhat knows what they're doing, it's fucking magic. It really is. It's up there with like some of the most, the best, like most intense multiplayer matches I've ever played in just about any game. Like, The one that actually broke my losing streak, where I'm like, dude, I'm ever going to get a fucking win, you know, and it's like fucking playing all day. And then like, you know, finally I'm like, oh, I'm getting close in this game, and this squad I'm with is like fine, you know, we're fucking like communicating again with the fucking in-game shit, not fucking like one piece of shit on the fucking mic and nobody else is listening to him or whatever. So, you know, we're fucking like, you know, calling shit out and we're sticking together. And most of the game is like, oh, there's not too much action going on, but it's fucking, you know, then you get towards the end and like, hey, the ring's closing in. And I think we ended up in like the vicinity of like two drop pods that came in, like in the area that we were kind of like hanging out in, where the ring was kind of was closing in. So, you know, we get these fucking two drop pods there, and we're probably in like the best position we could possibly be in. And, you know, it's like the tallest building in the fucking center where the ring is fucking closed and in. It was fucking like, well, we just happen to be in this building as it's closing in, and we're just here right in the middle, dude, you know? And then, yeah, so we check out what's in the drop pods, and there's like a, the legendary sniper rifle in there, like the fucking yellow sniper rifle. For the fucking, it's not the Mastiff, is the fucking shotgun. I give what the sniper rifle is called, but yeah, that one, the fucking the super rare fucking unique fucking like sniper. And yeah, we're all just fucking just like sitting there like looking at it, like all three of us standing around like looking at it and shit, and nobody's picking it up. We're all just kind of like, all right, whatever, man, fucking like running away from it, because that's when I knew we're all kind of on the same page. We're just fucking like, well, there's the three of us here are all fucking terrible snipers, apparently, who don't want to be fucking responsible for wasting this. You know what I mean? All anti-sniper people are terrible snipers. My people, that's it. So I'm like, all right, dude, fuck it. I'll fucking grab it, dude. I'm just basically don't want fucking somebody else to run up and grab this fucking thing. Like another team is fucking run by and see it and grab it, and then I'm going to get fucking killed by it. So I'll fucking grab it. So yeah, we're in that fucking building, and you know, I'm looking out a window with the fucking sniper rifle and shit. And you know, I see, it's like, oh, there's the, you know, three, there's a full squad like right at the like the base of like the building we're at, you know, it's like a little like slope down and shit, you know, you could fucking like see, and you know, they're ducking behind crates and they're fucking like, you know, trying to like checking it out and trying to get up to us and shit. And I'm like, oh, all right, here we go, you know, it's fucking again, the ring's like closing in, there's, you know, I don't want them to get closer and set up and shit. So I'm like, all right, I'll try it, dude, fucking pull it, dude, just fucking wham, the fucking, the thing's fucking brutal. There's like 50 caliber fucking legendary fucking sniper rifle, dude, just fucking like, man, it's the first time I pulled the trigger, I'm like, holy shit, dude, that's fucking pretty goddamn powerful. I don't think I fucking like killed anybody with it, but it's just fucking just oh boy, you know, that make them fucking like think twice about like what they're gonna do, like think like that, them fucking just charging and coming in. Just the sound alone, like, you know, the guns in the game all sound like good, and, you know, in Apex, they're all pretty like loud and like powerful sounding, but you hear the fucking, as we're fighting, you know, you hear the fucking normal guns going off. You know, we're both shooting each other, and there's like a light semi-auto like sniper rifle, whatever, it's fucking the scout rifle. It's just kind of, you know, just fucking, it's just kind of like a pop 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 pop, you know, fucking, you get fucking people with like LMGs and machine guns fucking just bap 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 bap, you know, shooting at each other and shit. And you know, if you get hit by that shit, like the normal weapons, it's fucking like, oh man, it's fucking worrying, you know, it's kind of like just disorients you. It's just fucking like, oh man, my health's dropping and shit, you see your fucking armor chipping away and fucking like, all right, I gotta think about what I'm doing, you know, you gotta keep an eye on your shields and your health and shit, and decide if you want to like, all right, dude, is it worth fucking going, just keeping this fight up, or do I want to like run back and try to like retreat and like heal up before I do anything? But then you get that fucking like 50 cal just fucking wham, and you know, and your fucking shields are just fucking like gone instantly, and you're almost fucking like dead, you know, that fucks your world up. And you know what I mean, it's fucking nobody around you wants to fucking get near that shit either, just seeing like, holy shit, it's fucking, that guy just get nailed, and it's fucking, you know. So yeah, that game ended up with fucking me and one of my teammates like in a room like back to back, there's like two doors, and watching them. And I think the third guy on the team was like on the roof somewhere, you know, just fucking like shooting and shit. I wasn't really, again, I was kind of just like focusing on the doors, and I looked, I'm like, all right, that guy's got the other door. Cool. I'm fucking just like, just focus on the one door. And yeah, just to see it, like just watching that doorway, as soon as anybody fucking just came into fucking view, just fucking pull the trigger, just fucking wham, fucking just see him. It's like, oh shit. And they fucking like back off. Then you want to see him like try to go in that doorway again for a long while. And again, I suck at sniping, but it's like, dude, I can sit here and like, you know, the doorway's like right in front of me, dude. There's no way I can miss. It's just fucking, as soon as you see movement, just let it loose. So, and then the fucking, you know, the guy in the room with me just kept getting down. Like they were probably going the other way. They kept like fucking him up. So I think I revived him like three times, getting him back up and shit. He's, you know, he'd drop down. I'd fucking revive him. He'd get up. Like, again, I was like, all right, cool. He'd heal up and fucking like watch the other way and just fucking, you know, then like, I'm like, oh shit, he's down again. Fucking go and like revive him. But, again, that's not really a knock on his skills or anything like that. I don't even care if he was terrible. Like, at the very least, he's fucking like, it's like, hey, he's watching, you know, he's watching that doorway. You know, he's fucking like soaking up bullets anyway. That's something. And probably fucking like, they're probably getting frustrated that they're fucking, it's like, God, they downed him like three times and he keeps getting back up. And they try fucking rushing the room and he's back up again. It's just fucking like, you know, it's like, oh, I'll try going the other way. Wham! You know, it's fucking the sniper rifle just keeps hitting him. So, you know, I keep fucking destroying their shields and they try the other doorway. So fucking, eventually they try rushing in on his side and, charging in after him. And yeah, it's like, oh, I think he was down again. So they're fucking like, he's like crawling in a corner. They're fucking like rushing to try to like take him out and like, you know, shoot him while he's down. And I was fucking like, all right, dude, just fucking switch off for the sniper. He's like, dude, if I fucking like miss this shit, or like I don't kill them before I can just get like a long reload on it. It's like, dude, if I don't fucking like kill them before I can reload, I'm going to feel like a fucking asshole. So, I switched to a fucking assault rifle and fucking just like, dude, I see them all, like two of them. It might have been one of them. I'm not going to exaggerate. There's fucking like, you know, just like trying to get to the guy who's fucking like down and shit. Just fucking like, all right, you just shoot the fuck out of him in the fucking back and, you know, and then fucking you get the nice like slow-mo kill at the end of just fucking like, you know, bap, 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 like bamming it, you know, shooting at fucking somebody's back as they're going down with a fucking machine gun, just fucking, you know, Apex champions, these are your champions. It's like, dude, it's fucking, that shit's intense. And it gets your fucking heart pumping. And yeah, then it seems like I've been doing okay from there on out. You know, I had to break that cold streak. You know, I think that was the main thing. Yeah, Apex is fucking great. I fucking do love it. But, you know, what's not great is when you have to physically unplug your computer because a game makes it hard crash. when it completely fucking locks up your system, that's not great. You know, when you can't even like Windows X or fucking Alt Tab or fucking Control Alt Delete and shit to like, you know, do like the task manager, like it's just fucking, it's like, no, this thing is just completely fucking locked up and the entire thing's frozen and you're staring at like a still image of a Russian military guy staring at you. Because yeah, that was my early impression of Metro Exodus. And man, that fucking pissed me off. It pissed me off so fucking bad. I was all fucking amped up to play it, and I thought my sense of time is all fucked up, or I thought it was gonna be out last week. So I'm just kind of like super antsy. I'm just fucking like, oh no, it is coming out this week. All right, cool. You know, first time playing a game on the fucking Epic launcher, but I'm like fucking, it's like, oh no, I installed it and shit, it was fine. Like, you know, I get home from work, fucking like, all right, install it, it seems to be fine, fucking went pretty quick and seems good, launch it, and then fucking like 20 minutes in is fucking like, oh no, it's playing fine and shit, 20 minutes in and fucking just crash, you know, crashes like that, just like the hard crash, like the complete freeze, and fucking I'm like, ah, okay, now I'm a little worried here, I'm a little nervous, I'm just, it's gonna be fucking like unplayable, you know. Reload it and shit, fucking again, I'd unplug my computer completely, fucking replug it back in and try it, and yeah, just crashes in the same exact spot, and fuck, it's like, alright, now I'm fucking just pissed off, and just fucking like, this game's broken, like, it can't get past like the first 20 minutes, it's gonna fucking crash every time. yeah, I was all fucking settled in, you know, around like, I'm like, all right, dude, settled, fucking ready to play for a few hours straight. And now I'm fucking searching online, like Metro Exodus PC crashes and shit, because I came and look on like the Steam discussions and see what the fuck's up. And I had to like filter through a bunch of bullshit of just fucking like, oh, what are the PC specs of Metro? It's like, no, dude, I have like a specific problem of my shit crashing, like at the same spot. Like, what the fuck is going on? But yeah, I did find an article with like, had like known crashes for the game. And yeah, the most common one is fucking like DirectX 12. And yeah, I mean, they give you an option in the game to switch from like 11 or 12 and shit. And yeah, I had left everything on like the default, like whatever the fuck the setting was, ultra settings or whatever. And anyways, I'm like, all right, I'll switch to fucking DirectX 11 and fucking like try it out. And again, I get to that point in the game, I'm like, all nervous and shit. And I'm like, all right, fine. I just went through, didn't crash anymore. Doesn't look quite as sharp on DirectX 11, but I'm like, fucking like, all right, well, at least I can fucking play it. So, you know, fine, whatever. Just a PSA, in case it happens to anybody else, just fucking try doing DirectX 11. Because, yeah, I was ready for a fucking complete disaster there. I'm just fucking like, what the fuck, dude? I'm waiting for like years for this fucking game, and there's just gonna be this bullshit where it just crashes. And again, is it fucking like the fault of like the Epic shit, or is it the game itself is just a piece of shit? But, yeah, I get through it. So, yeah, and Metro Exodus, starts off, and it seems like it's, gonna be just like an upgraded, like prettier Metro 2033. It's like the opening of the game is very similar to that game, where you're in the underground bomb shelter / subway system of Moscow, and they're introducing you to the survival mechanics in the game, where you have to manage your air filters. You have to swap them out. It's like a time thing of, you know, he'll hear like a beep, and then it's like, all right, you gotta like, you know, swap out your filters and shit. You can pull out like a Zippo lighter to set the cobwebs on fire. And yeah, this is the environment and shit all looks similar to 2033. Better obviously, you know. It's a fucking, it is a fucking, Exodus is a gorgeous game, but I'm just like, all right, I'm like, Barry, this is fine, dude. You know what I mean? I'm down for this. I'm just fucking like, you know, more of what 2033 was. It's like a different story and shit. Just fucking going through the subway, like, this will be fine. You know, this fucking just looks better and shit. And just, I'm like, yeah, that's fine. A linear fucking journey through the tunnels. You're fighting like giant rat mutants and hitting these scripted story sequences where you're out exploring like little sections of the frozen post-apocalyptic wasteland. You know, your wife's like tagging along with you and shit. And you know, the monsters in the game are all fucking way more resilient than you would expect. You know, you have to pump like bullet after bullet into them, and you know, you're always low on fucking like resources and fucking ammo and shit. I'm like, all right, cool, dude. I know what this is fine. And then, this isn't really a spoiler. Like, it was kind of like the entire premise of the game, like leading up to launch, is what they're showing. Yeah, if you get on a train and you leave the metro and you're out into an open world, setting, or open in the sense that there's like really, it's like smaller little hub areas. It's not like the entire game is fucking open up. You know, it's not just like a fucking huge open map. You get these like smaller hub areas that the train's stopping at, and you're usually finding like a, it's like, I don't know, the train stop, it's like, I would stop here, you gotta find a way to fix the train, or you get fucking, you know, there's something blocking the way of the track where you have to like, try to figure out how to like raise a gate or fucking, you know, put a bridge down or some shit. And you know, there's usually some kind of settlement that you're exploring, the, you know, it's like a faction or whatever, some like extreme faction will be there, like guarding it, or they have like a town set up there. So yeah, I didn't know how they were going to fucking like make it feel like a Metro game, where it's fucking like, well, you're not in the subway anymore, like it's not going to be like really that claustrophobic and shit. Like, how are they going to do that with like the different factions in each fucking like station? But so it wasn't in the first game anyway. The good game, 2033. Yeah, because like the open world thing, like, it just doesn't seem to lend itself to the like the linear, like the story, like they're the 20, again, I'm saying, when I say Metro games, I mean 2033. Let's pretend that fucking Last Light didn't happen. Yeah, it wasn't, the game was horrible. It was just fucking like, I just didn't like it very much. Yeah, so it's fucking like, you know, it really does feel like it, like an extension of 2033, like Exodus does, where, again, like Last Light was just kind of like, this get more of like an action-y shooter. It seemed like they're trying to make it more like mainstream, where I'm like, you know, it's like, they're probably going to fuck this one up too, maybe, you know, where they're going to fuck the series up completely. But, Exodus is like fucking just like old school, almost like a corridor shooter. You know, even with like them like that, I'm like, how are they gonna do that with these fucking hubs, like the open world and shit? But it's like, all the hubs are big, but then like in between them are just like randomly, it's like fucking like, hey, here's like a very small, like just like a straight linear fucking level to go through. Like, the first couple hours of the game are like that. I'm just fucking like, no, here's like a very scripted, just fucking like go down this, like literally like a corridor, just like shooting people and shit. Or one of the more recent levels I just played was like a cannibal stronghold, which was fucking like awesome. And it's like that entire level, like that sequence is just fucking like pretty much just like, dude, it's like a very traditional, just fucking walk down the corridors, like a literal corridor shooter. Just fucking like walk down straight line, just go and fucking, you know, mutants are gonna rush you and shit, and it's like shoot them, fucking move on, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, dude, again, it was awesome, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like the more like scripted shit is fucking like real fun. But it's, you know, they're not like married to like any like one type of like environment or like a type of sequence, you know, like that's why I think that the games are so good. You know, as much as I'm usually like fucking, you know, I don't give a fuck about stories and games, that's usually because they're told so poorly, and like it usually feels like so separate from the actual gameplay of just fucking like, I'm getting to this game, like the gameplay, then like, no, story time, you know, fucking take a break and here's a cutscene and shit. But yeah, Metro has like a nice flow to it, where it's like an offbeat type of thing where, you know, it'll be like scripted sequence, then you'll play like a linear level, and then fucking the linear levels obviously have like a ton of action and shit, just like nonstop like shooting and fucking, then it's like, and it's like, oh, well, here's like this giant hub you can explore, and you know what I mean? It's a giant fucking area where you just kind of go at your own pace and just kind of like poke around the different like points of interest and try to like, you know, gather up resources and just like to, you know, craft shit, and then, you know, you can like spend hours in this one level, then like, oh, here's like a fucking like 45 minute just like straight up just intense, just, you know, like shooting sequence, like next, and, you know, here's like a stealth sequence, or like, you know, an attempted stealth sequence, I should say, because you know, it's a fucking stealth sequence that I always end up fucking up, which turns into a fucking murder spree anyway. But then it's fucking like, all right, well, now you're walking around the train, just kind of like talking to your companions and shit, and just fucking like learning, like, again, just kind of like poking around the story at your own pace, and just fucking like, I can just go to the map if I want, and whenever I want, just fucking start the next level, or just fucking like whatever, sit down and play guitar with some dude and drink fucking like tea and drink vodka and fucking go out and have like a smoke break and shit, and, you know, smoke a butt and talk to like somebody and shit, and just, you know, lay down with your wife and shit, and just fucking, yeah, there's no like dialogue tree or like skip scene options or anything like that. Just most of the time they're just talking, there's people talking, they'll be talking at you, talking to each other, and you just kind of like walk away from them, or you can, again, I think it's a cool, like, it's a cool fucking world, it's an awesome story and shit, so I want to like learn and, you know, learn and fucking like experience and listen to everybody and shit and find all like the notes and shit and the diaries and shit. So it's like, all right, so you sit there and somebody will be like talking to you. And it's like, talk to you for like a couple minutes. And like, all right, cool, I'm going to walk away. You think they're done. And you take a few steps and they're like, oh, Arctium, did I tell you about did I tell you how the Dark Ones came to my village? And they fucking go on for like five more minutes and shit. So I can like, oh, okay. It's very, very verbose. Everybody likes to talk in this fucking game. You know, or they fucking, a lot of times they'll be like talking over each other too. Just fucking, it's like two things going on at once. So it's fucking, you almost like can't, like there's no way to like really pick up like both fucking sides and shit. So that's, I mean, I think that's kind of cool. You know, they're like a chatty bunch. So it almost makes it like impossible to fucking like get all of the story, like every little bit. It's fucking like a shock to the system of like how the stories in games are normally told. It was fucking like, this is like the story is usually very linear and like straightforward. It was fucking like, here is a cutscene, here is the information, here's like whatever, notes and diaries and shit. And this is more just fucking like, oh, you just fucking have to like poke around on your own and fucking like whatever, dude. It's not just presented to you like straight up. It's fucking, it's not just walking around and just doing optional shit. And to find like the letters, the all like the letters and shit, like really hidden, and fucking it's like postcards and shit everywhere. And all that shit is just there. It's like all the shit that made like the other game so good. Again, by other game, I mean 2033, but all that shit's still there. But it's fucking like, it doesn't feel like what I was worried about. It was like, my God, they're going to make it open world. Is it going to be like a generic open world game that they slap a Metro skin onto, you know, like that type of thing. But yeah, it seems like they took the best part of fucking Metro and they just like blew it up like bigger. You know what I mean? So that means it's very, it's very slow paced and meticulous, and you know, there's some fucking like real jank to it. You know, the game is a little fucking clunky, but in a good way. You know, it's fucking just it's like the complete opposite of Apex Legends. You know, where fucking Apex Legends is just like super fast and smooth, and you're constantly in motion. Playing Metro, it's like your guy gets caught up on cobwebs and shit. It just slows him down completely, and he gets stuck on like every fucking single piece of geometry in the fucking game. Anytime you get shot, you just get like completely fucked up. It's like you really get hurt. It's like, it's fucking like, man, this does a lot of fucking damage to you. There's no like regeneration, and you're not pulling out a fucking, well, I mean, you have like a med kit thing, but it's fucking, you take more damage than you think you're gonna, and the dudes take a lot more damage than you think they're gonna. So it seems to be even more like the stalker direction than any of the other Metro games. It seems that from what little I played of the fucking the Stalker series, anyway, it's those games are a little bit too hardcore for me. But I did play a little bit of the first one, in Exodus, you're really fiddling around with your weapons, your equipment, and you're collecting raw materials to make bullets with. And as much as I hate fucking crafting mechanics in games, like they did this fucking like just right. You know, there's they only give you two different types of resources that you have to collect. There's metals and chemicals, and you know, the metal you get from like, if you find like a gun or like an enemy drops any of their guns that you don't really want, you can strip them and just like take like the spare parts, like that's like your metal. And then the chemicals you just kind of find like lying around everywhere. And yeah, you know, you just need those two, and you just kind of need like a combination of both of them, the both of those fucking resources to craft like certain items. You know, you can craft like gas mask filters and fucking Molotovs and like ammo and shit. So, I mean, that's pretty much, it's pretty like simple and straightforward, but you still like, you know, want to, pushes you to fucking like really scrounge and like gather whatever you can. Yeah, you have to like clean your guns. That's the new trend, just like in fucking like Red Dead 2, where the more you use them, it's fucking, they start getting dirty and shit, and they'll jam and they'll break. They'll break if you don't fucking like spend. You spend like, it's not that much, but it's like a little bit of like the chemical resource just to clean them up and fucking like them, and then they'll be fucking fine and shit. You can pull out your backpack at any time and just swap out like all the gun components that you have on you, and just fucking you can make like a limited selection of like the other stuff. Like, yeah, it's like you can always make like a med kit and I think like a gas mask filter, I believe. But there's like certain shit, like certain types of ammo, you can't just like pull out your backpack. It's like you have to go to like a dedicated like workbench to do it. Yeah, I mean, those are at like safe houses that, you know, you'll be at like some of the open sections, and they'll be like, you know, just safe houses scattered around that are fucking like, we'll have like a workbench and a bed in them, and you can fucking like go to the bed to like sleep and heal and fucking change the time of day because there's a day night cycle in there, which yeah, I mean the day and the night, whether it's day or night, like that like affects the types of monsters that are out there that are like roaming the world. I mean in general during as I'm playing, I'm like I kind of want to be out during the day because you know, there's more fucking like human enemies and less monsters and shit. Because I'm like fucking, there's really no point in just, of killing the monsters. It's not like you get anything from them. It's fucking like I'd rather kill the people. You know what I mean? So I can fucking grab their. At least grab like ammo from him and shit, rather than fucking like, you know, fucking bullet after bullet into fucking like a stupid rat monster that fucking is like, oh dude, that fucking like drained my shit and almost fucking killed me and I have like nothing to fucking show for it, you know? Yeah, this during the day too, from my experience, there's still an awful lot of fucking monsters, running around in broad daylight. Yeah, if you take like, but then it's like, oh, if you're gonna take take over an outpost or like do like, you know, go into a human settlement, you know, it's actually a lot easier to go at night because you use fucking just, you know, night vision goggles you can turn on and just fucking like go around the fucking area, just turn off all the light sources so you're, you know, in the dark and shit, and you can sneak up behind everybody and fucking like, you know, knock them out or slit their throats or whatever and try not to be seen. And again, if you are seen, it's fucking like, oh well, it's fine, you know, I'll just fucking run off again in the dark and just murder everybody. So yeah, I'm really happy with Metro Exodus so far. I was hoping it would be fucking like decent and shit. I was like, yeah, I wasn't really sure. I'm like, fucking that looks good and shit, but I don't know how they're gonna pull it off. But yeah, they really you know, I was expecting it to be like dumbed down a little bit, but it's fucking, yeah, they did it right. You know, I'm on normal and I'm getting fucked up pretty regularly by swarms of like mutant dogs and fucking whatever. Even like one shitty soldier that's like flanking me with a fucking shotgun or somebody like peeking around walls and shit. They can fuck you up pretty quick. Yeah, it's a really, effective survival horror game too, which I forgot how much fucking like straight up horror was in the series, where it's just, you know, there's some fucking Lovecraftian fish god cult and a whole fucking there's like a huge fucking like fish monster that they're worshipping, and you have to like, you know, you have interactions with the fucking like the giant fucking whale fish and shit. And yeah, so a lot of it just gets really fucking tense and shit. Even like the human, there's like these humanoid looking like monkey creatures that fucking throw cinder blocks at you and shit from like a distance, and they'll try to like run towards you, but they're slow, and they just kind of like walk towards you pretty slow and shit. And it's like, ah, these seem like fucking like goofy, easy enemies to take down, but before you know it, there's like a fucking like herd of them fucking that are all like surrounding you and shit. And if you don't, if you're shooting them, it's fucking like, oh, I can pick them off. As long as you get like headshots, they're pretty much dead in one hit. But when there's like a bunch of them rushing at you, it's like, oh shit, dude. And you fucking, you know, it's fucking like you sound like missing, dude. If you don't get a headshot, it's fucking like you get a really fucking pump ammo into them. Almost like an entire clip to put one of them down. So it's fucking, it's like, oh man, you start fucking up. It's like, oh man, I'm fucking overwhelmed. This fucking getting shit thrown at me. It's shit throwing monkeys. And, yeah, it's good. You get sucked into that fucking world. It's been kind of dangerous playing fucking Metro and Apex in like this, like in like alternating between them. Yeah, you know, like I'll play both of them like the same day, like trying to balance it out. Of like, oh, I'll play Metro for like half the day, then I'll switch over and play fucking Apex for half the day. But then you'll be playing fucking Metro, and just fucking like, well, let's, let me get to like a good place to stop for now. But there's never a good spot to stop. You know, it's always just fucking, I want to see what's fucking next. I want to fucking see what the next thing is, see what the next scene is, and. You know, cause it's going to be fucking like wildly fucking different from the last fucking what I was just doing and shit. And then fucking, it's like, all right, well, I have to stop now. It's almost fucking time to go to sleep. Then I'll just a couple games to Apex. Then fucking, like, oh, there's always one more game of Apex, you know? It's a pretty rough life I lead. And before you know it, Evo is cutting off your stream for jiggling your tits. Even before the fucking game is out, you've got to give fucking props to Dead or Alive 6 or fucking just for being awesome, just for being fucking badass to fucking pretty cool dudes. Cool dudes and ladies at fucking Dead or Alive 6. First, I think it was last week I was talking about they shit on Western gaming journalists by they're just like showing them the. Showing them fucking Dead or Alive 6, like they at like E3, and all the girls are like covered up and shit, and they have like these ninja costumes, and they're like fucking, you know, they're like, oh, you know, it's all about the core values, it's all about like the fighting, it's all, this game is just gonna be all about fighting, it's not, none of the fucking like, you know, fucking skimpy clothes or like jiggling tits, it's just fucking like, oh, we're trying to like appeal to like the more serious fighters, and we're trying to get away from that, and, they want to be taken seriously by the fighting game community, and then they fucking go to Japan and fucking they show all the same shit of just fucking the tits and ass and fucking skimpy costumes and fucking, you know, breast physics and the fucking, and then people question them about that, and it's fucking like, ah, nah, we were just fucking, you guys heard us wrong, fucking fuck you, like this is how it's gonna be, it's the same shit. And then to prove they don't give a flying fuck about the fighting game community, you know, if there's two classes of people who deserve to be ridiculed, it's anyone who calls themselves a games journalist, and then any group that identifies as a community, like, oh, dude, the whatever, X community, the fucking trans community, the gay community, the black community, the fucking whatever community, dude, go fuck yourself, like, pretty much, like, just fucking fuck off. So yeah, they go to like Evo, which is like a big fucking fighting game term, like for the fighting game community, I guess. The FGC. Yeah, they have like these two fucking big titted Japanese fucking girls on the stage with fucking, they have like short little leather shorts on and shit, like, you know, it's fucking up to their ass, and they have like, you know, their shirts have like cuts in them, like at the fucking tits, and they're showing off all their cleavage, and yeah, you don't have to speak the language to fucking know what it was, just like you watch it and just fucking, dude, those girls are fucking hilarious, they're fucking awesome, like they're just fucking you know, one of them is fucking like shaking their tits, and the other one's like pointing at them and shit, and just fucking like saying, like, you can just tell this fucking like, oh yeah, this is what the game's like, this is what they're going for these realistic physics. Look, like tits really jiggle in real life, you see? And it's fucking like showing them and shit, and just you know, girls have tits, you know, and in real life, like this is how they bounce. Look, you know, they're fucking like bouncing up and down. They're fucking like. You know, jiggling their ass, and the other one's like slapping her ass and shit, and just fucking, just having a good fucking time. You know, it's fucking just like, yeah, it's fucking hilarious. It's great. I love those fucking two girls. Like, dude, those girls are fucking awesome. You know, they're having fun, and if there's anything that the gaming community hates, it's fucking people who have fun. So, yeah, Evo cut the stream, and they then fucking they come out and give some like faggoty apology. And we're like, fucking, well, these aren't our values, you know, we're sorry for anybody who saw that, it was fucking inappropriate, you know, it's fucking, dude, fuck off, dude, fucking faggots. Yeah, and I guess it was only cut off for, like, the U.S. stream, too, it's the only, they cut it off, and, like, fucking, I don't think it was, like, Twitch specifically, it was on Twitch, and fuck, I think it was, like, the Evo, like, the guys who were putting on the fucking show, or whatever. The fighting game guys who fucking is like, no, we gotta cut it, dude. It's too extreme, dude. Like fucking queers. But then like fucking, like it just kept going on. Like the thing was just kept going in, Japan. Like fucking, they're just like, fuck it, dude. Like, yeah. It was fun, dude. It's like fucking like, oh, these girls look like they're having fun. The game looks like it's fun. They're playing the game. They kept like pausing it and like doing like photo mode. And just showing, like, it looks like fucking, like, one of the guys, like, eating out the girl and shit. It's, like, pausing. It's, like, yeah, it's fucking hilarious, dude. Like, it's fucking, it's fun. It's funny, dude. Yeah, I fucking love it, dude. Couple weeks, dude. Oh, yeah, I'm going all in. Whatever special edition they got, fuck it, dude. I'll fucking spend $1,000 on it. I guess, you know, fucking, you know, whatever. So yeah, one more week and we will return, and hopefully we'll have our fucking Apex Legends addiction under control by then. And if not, hey, you know, I'll just fucking make something up like I usually do, because gruntfreepress.com is the website. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. Yeah, I don't know. I'll see you in Kings Canyon.
Straight and leave no room to guess how you got the dance of death.